Hello, everybody. This is Joseph P. Farrell with news and views from the Nefarium on Thursday, July 11th, 2024. We're going to get right to it, but first let's take care of the housekeeping. Remember, we do have the 2 o'clock vid chat tomorrow afternoon, Friday, July 12th. Please get your comments and questions submitted no later than 10 o'clock tonight, U.S. Central Time. Remember, this is the first of the 3 vid chats in July, the new short format, 3-hour vid chats. So it's first come, first serve on the vid chat questions. Now, let's get right to it. This article was shared by MD, and as you know, the context for this article that will become clear is the current hosting of the NATO summit by Biden Joe in Swampington, D.C. And of course, I can't honestly bear to watch this clown stumble through his speeches anymore. So I have not been watching any of the NATO summit because it's at this point more or less predictable that in spite of the fact that basically the populations of the Ukraine, Russia, Europe, the United States don't want this war, the leadership is determined that we're going to have a war. So I want to read sections of this article from that was posted at Reuters, and then give you a little bit of my analysis, because this whole thing is just nuts, folks. The title of the article is F-16 Jets Being Sent to the Ukraine from Denmark and the Netherlands. Oh, it's the Netherlands. Gee, fancy that, Blinken says. So here we go. This is Dateline Washington yesterday. By Reuters, quote, the first batch of U.S.-built F-16 fighter jets are already being transferred to the Ukraine from Denmark and, oh, here it is, the Netherlands, and will be flying over Ukrainian skies this summer, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Wednesday. Blinken, who here at this website we like to call Blinken, Blanken, Blunken, speaking at an event on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Swampington, said a robust package for the Ukraine will be unveiled over the next couple of days that will build a clear and strong bridge for the Ukraine's NATO membership. Now let me stop right there. In 2 paragraphs, what NATO is signaling is that they are fully and consciously and deliberately going to step over the 2 red lines that Russia has been constantly warning us about that were viewed by Russia as existential threats to that country. The first red line is NATO membership, and the second red line, which has emerged recently, is transferring F-16 jets to the Ukraine, the reason being that the Russians know the F-16 can be outfitted to carry nuclear weapons. So in other words, you're putting a nuclear weapons delivery platform right up on Russia's border. Now, when Russia did this back in Cuba in 1962, we had a little thing called the Cuban Missile Crisis. Neither the United States nor its allies were about to tolerate Russian missiles that close to the United States. Well, this is the same thing. This is tit for tat. Now, as we know, Kennedy and Khrushchev reached a private and very secret deal that Khrushchev would remove the Russian missiles in Cuba in return for the United States removing intermediate-range ballistic missiles that it had stationed in Turkey, right next to Russia. So we were up to our usual shenanigans, even back then. Rules for thee, but not for me. Now, this is 2 red lines that the American leadership has decided to allow NATO to cross. And remember, NATO will not do anything without American okay in leadership. So it's those two red lines that are going to be the core of my response and analysis in just a minute. Continuing. I'm also pleased to announce that as we speak, the transfer of F-16 jets is underway, coming from Denmark, coming from the Netherlands, Blinken said, and those jets, this is continuing the quotation from Blinken, will be flying in the skies of the Ukraine this summer to make sure that the Ukraine can continue to effectively defend itself against the Russian aggression, unquote. F-16s have been on the Ukraine's wish list for a long time because of their destructive power and global availability. The fighter jet is equipped with 20mm cannon and can carry bombs, rockets, and missiles. Note the Reuters article is not telling you that it is capable of carrying nuclear weapons. Nice omission, Reuters. Way to go. Skipping a little further in the article, a joint statement from the leaders of the United States, Denmark, and the Netherlands said that the Danish and Dutch governments were in the process of donating American-made F-16s to the Ukraine. Now, that's all I'm going to quote here from this article. It's very short. That's almost the end of the article. Now, the context for this you have to understand. This war has basically turned out to be a depopulation war. Much of the Ukrainian population has fled the country. Much of that refugee population has been young men, males of military age, trying to avoid being fed into the slaughter. So much of the country's population has fled. We're watching a depopulation scenario. And it's in this context that the West is now supplying these F-16 fighters. And I suspect that what this is a precursor of is as the Ukraine depopulates, it becomes more and more necessary if this war is to continue for NATO personnel to be directly involved in conventional military operations against the Russians. That's what it means. As the Ukrainian manpower pool dries up, the NATO manpower pool will have to be tapped into. Now, this is going to come in the form of volunteers, mercenaries, and so on and so forth. In other words, trying to keep up the appearance that we are not sending actual military personnel into actual conventional operations. But I can safely predict that this is now going to be absolutely necessary if NATO wants to continue this war. So that means the chances for escalation of this war are ratcheted up dramatically. We've already seen the North Koreans sending their own quote-unquote volunteers to the Russian side. So this is going to continue. Now, I've noted that they are crossing two Russian red lines, and that Russia has been warning that if we stepped across them, they would have to respond. I do expect that we are going to see a response to these developments. I do. But I do not expect that this is going to come immediately, but rather will be ratcheted up after the American elections, because the Russians will want to know who they're dealing with. In any case, I suspect very strongly that those escalations are going to include what we've already seen happening in Western countries, the sudden explosions, the quote-unquote accidental explosions of ammunition-producing factories and plants. This has happened in the United Kingdom, it has happened in the United States at a couple points, and I believe, if my memory is serving correctly, that it happened recently to a German munitions plant. And we've seen those reports, intelligence reports, being aired in the Western media that Western intelligence agencies are attributing much of this activity to increased Russian covert operations. Now, I suspect very strongly, I've been arguing for some time, that the Russian covert response to this escalation would eventually include actual targeting of Western leaders. This, I strongly suspect, might be the next step, but it's going to occur after the election. But I do suspect that this will be the next step of escalation, and there is a crucial thing to note here. This could be used by the deep state in the West itself to stage assassinations against political rivals, which they will then blame on Russia. So, in other words, I think there is a horrible chance, putting nothing past these people, that they might try to push Mr. Biden out of office that way and blame the Russians. So we are looking at a very nasty situation, and one in which the dubious political leadership of the West and their utter lack of any scruples or morality whatsoever give them almost an unlimited field of play. And this whole situation, as you can tell, I hope, by my tone, alarms me immensely. So we will see what happens, but please remember, bear in mind what I'm suggesting here. If that scenario occurs in the West, I view it as extremely unlikely that this will have come from Russia, because I think the Russians are going to wait to take the next step in their horizontal escalation until after the American elections. So that's it for today's news and views from the Nefarium. Please remember to get your questions and comments in no later than 10 o'clock today. I am planning the vid chat tomorrow. It will be on time. As usual, I'll be in the chat room a little early to make sure everything is functioning properly. Please remember to keep in mind that sometimes I am encountering technical difficulties, so I might be a little late, I might be a little early, but bear with me. But we are planning to have our vid chat on time as scheduled. So that's it, everybody. Bye-bye, God bless, and we'll see you on the flip side.